Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after, a little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you. Having a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel III. That's K-I-E-C-H-E-L is how you spell his last name. I before E. The book is called The Lords of Strategy. Walter, tell us how we can find your book and you.
Well, you can find it in any online bookseller, a few stores, or you can go to the website, thelordsofstrategy.com, and find out more.
So check it out, folks. Walter, the reason I'm so happy we found you is because you're helping me do something that I've been trying to do now since I've been on the air, and since 1997, and that is help small business owners become more executive thinkers, more like an executive and less like a manager. We all have to manage, Walter, because we have to make payroll on Friday. Somebody doesn't show up for a shift, it's our shift. You know, that's the way it works in a small business. But at some point in time, we have to step out of the role of manager, which is where you only execute what's been given to you, what's been put in front of you, to the role of being an executive, which is Joe Barker defined an executive on the show as someone who takes the company from where it is to where it needs to go, where it is going next. And that role requires focusing on strategy and thinking, you know, contemplating ideas and talking about strategy. And so you've helped us to introduce the concept of strategy. And now are you saying that some people are saying strategy is dead? How could that be?
It's true, Jim.
What do they mean by that?
Well, that was an interesting question. The head of North American Consulting for the Deloitte firm said famously last year in the pages of the Wall Street Journal, strategy is dead. And having just written a book on the subject, I was kind of interested in what he meant
that
by
kind
that.
He kind of stuck his finger in your eye, didn't he?
Yes, he did. But I looked into it. I think what he meant, and some other people who used that phrase, is that forecasting, or in the sense of thinking that you can figure out how many toasters you're going to sell 3 years from now, or mm-hmm. how big your florist business is going to be exactly. People don't believe they can do that any longer.
And I don't disagree with that because we've taken just-in-time inventory and put it on steroids.
Right.
You know, we're decades away from just-in-case inventory.
Right. Well, things are happening so fast that nobody can kind of predict how many units they're going to be doing that far out. But that doesn't get away from the necessity for, even if you're in a short-term world and you're having to make adjustments all the time, you need to have a strategy to know kind of where you're going from. To use Joel's term, I mean, taking the business into the future, strategy is the way that a company defines, well, where is it I want to go, and mm-hmm. why do I want to get there, and how mm-hmm. am I going to do that?
So, if your company makes widgets and you can see that the variation of widget that you make isn't going to be in demand a year from now by looking around, by walking around in the industry, in the marketplace, well, you're going to need a strategy to get you from your current product to the next one that's going to make you viable.
Exactly. You're going to need to either invent widget 0.2 or the non-widget or the best widget substitute possible by looking at that. And so, you know, this construct of just looking at those three factors, your costs, how are they changing, how are they likely to change, your customers, who are they going to change, do you want to change them, do you want to get different ones, do you want to get rid of some of the ones that's got now, and your competitors, as we were talking about, mm-hmm. is there somebody out there in left field who doesn't look like you're in my business now, but boy, wait a minute, I kind of see them angling into it, crab-wise. I got to think about them and how to respond to them.
So for our small business owners listening right now, could we say to them, if you decide to join your industry trade group, if you make you go to a meeting and you talk to people, you listen to thought leaders in your industry, you go and spend time with your customers, asking them sort of just or listening to them talk about where they think they'll be doing business in the future. Maybe they're executives. They're good strategists, and so you kind of learn from them. Could we tell them that's part of their strategic thinking?
That's absolutely part of their strategic thinking.
Gathering, so see, folks, you may already be doing this. See, this is the point I was making earlier, Walter, before you got here. I said, folks, you're already doing strategy. You're just not recognizing and giving it the weight that it needs.
It's like a character in the French play who suddenly learns when he's 50 or 60 years old that somebody tells him, you've been speaking prose all your life. And he said, me? I've been speaking prose? I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of your listeners are, in fact, doing strategy. They're right. Gathering information about their costs. Oh, look at how my costs have changed. Oh, look at how this or that. That is feedstock for good strategic thinking.
And what we want to do is get them to do more of that, to be aware of it and realize that it's powerful.
It is powerful. If you're just focusing on, you know, what you're doing today and how you're going to get through it, you're going to get blindsided potentially by what's happening just 2 weeks from now.
I think when small business owners wake up in the morning, Walter, they've got to say to themselves, okay, today here are the management things I have to do to make payroll on Friday, et cetera, et cetera. But how much time am I going to allocate today to be an executive, to be a strategic thinking executive? What do you think, Walter?
I think that's exactly right. The one thing, you know, that there are over 8,000 management books published every year with lots of good advice in them. I talk to real-life business people, and they say, yeah, it's great, but I never have any time to actually put this into effect.
Yeah.
You need to, like, carve out a half an hour at the end of the day or something.
Sometime, one day a week or something, an off-site or something. Hey, Walter, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Walter Kieschel, ladies and gentlemen, The Lords of Strategy is the book. Put a .com on the end of that, you'll find the website. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.